Spartanburg County government has been the victim of yet another computer hack. It's the second in just 2 years. 7 News' Laura Miller spoke with a cybersecurity expert about how this kind of thing happens.
Experts tell us it's a common thing for organizations or governments to be hacked because oftentimes hackers are looking for its weakest link. Eric Cole is the founder and chief scientist of Secure Anchor Consulting, a Virginia-based company that helps companies with cybersecurity. He tells us it can be easy for hackers to get inside what many think are secure systems.
Companies have a lot of outdated servers, or in this case, the government has some outdated servers that they forgot about, and those are not patched and not up to date. So what happens is attackers are really good at finding these vulnerable systems.
Or it can happen through phishing emails.
What they're doing is they're sending out these mass emails. Hey, did you order from Amazon? There's a problem with your order. And what they're trying to look for is the 5 people that ordered from Amazon that day that go, oh, there's a problem with my order, or the toll booth scam.
Wednesday, Spartanburg County released a statement explaining in part a limited number of personnel onboarding files containing employee information were accessed during the incident. And the county said most of the files were part of the public record. Some did include individuals' personally identifiable information, which made us ask,
what exactly are hackers even looking for?
They're looking for data and information on individuals so they can do identity theft, they can do monetary attacks, and they can cause harm.
This is not the first time it's happened to Spartanburg County. It happened in April 2023, but this incident was much smaller than the last, and the county is offering free credit monitor to its employees whether or not their files were exposed. But to keep in mind, Cole says government websites can be more vulnerable to attacks as opposed to banks.
You're going in and looking at state governments or state taxes, they tend to be a lot more vulnerable because they have complete records of everyone who lives in your county.
It's unclear as to how the Spartanburg County site got hacked, but it says it will continue to enhance security and implement additional measures to prevent similar occurrences. In Spartanburg, Lauren Miller, 7 News.
Cybersecurity experts recommend that people never open links or attachments through email, especially from external personnel.